For almost 20 years, this documentary on the assassination of former President Thomas Sankara was banned in Burkina Faso. No one dared to play it, except for Abdoulaye Diallo. During the term of former President Blaise Compaoré, Diallo organized a parallel film festival to counter the government-run festival known as FESPACO. The Ciné Droit Libre, meaning the right for a free cinema, got in trouble with the government when it attempted to commemorate the memory of Thomas Sankara.
There was censorship. We were not supposed to touch upon politically sensitive issues. You had to be brave to even pronounce the name of Thomas Sankara. We tried to do a special show on him, and within 15 minutes, the presidential guard stopped our gathering.
Despite President Compaoré's attempts to censor and remove Thomas Sankara from Burkina Faso's history, he has become a celebrated figure, described as the Che Guevara of Africa. Captain Sankara took power in a coup in 1983 and set out bold reforms, cutting ties with international aid money and striving for self-sufficiency. The left-wing soldier shunned former colonial power France in favor of closer ties with Russia and China.
Thomas Sankara was inside this building holding a meeting with his collaborators when he heard jeeps roll in and gunfire. He came out and stood here, raised his hand up in the air, and told his collaborators, "They're after me." He was then gunned down. We know this because his body was exhumed and an autopsy was performed. The corpse was riddled with bullets. Up until then, the government's official line was that he had died a natural death. This has become now a site to remember and pay tribute to what is now an African icon.
35 years after his death, the trial of his murder began on Monday. The head of the presidential guard, General Djendéré, who censored artwork and films on Sankara, is now on trial for assassinating him. Also accused but absent is former President Compaoré. He lives in exile in neighboring Ivory Coast after being ousted from power in 2014 in a popular uprising.
It's important also to know the truth, to make the justice happen. If we have to punish some people, they have to be punished. But we have to, you know, to take care of this matter.
In 2017, French President Macron promised to declassify secret documents linked to Sankara's death, but only a third of them were given to Sankara's family lawyers. For Diallo, shedding light into the uncomfortable truth of Burkina Faso's past is the only way to move forward, in order to ensure that history does not repeat itself again. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.